This is Gil Bryce.
Hello, Jonathan?
This is me.
Yeah, did the call fell out or something?
Yeah, it must have dropped.
Okay, so I'm going ahead and continue with the question again, okay?
Okay, so we were talking about cigarettes without nicotine and are banning cigarettes.
Yes, okay. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over?
Somewhat oppose a ban.
Okay, somewhat oppose. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older and bringing more benefit or more harm to your community?
Does the ban bring benefit or harm? Is that the question?
Yeah, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? Which one of the two?
Probably benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, sir, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or
no.
Are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree more, okay? Okay, so statement one says, some people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke pose to great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. Statement number two says, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people chose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco usage, but the government should not limit the personal freedom of adult Americans. Which of the two statements do you agree with more?
Two.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read some of the things some people say will come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay?
Okay.
Now, first one says, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. You want somewhat concerned, very concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
And the tax revenue is currently coming from the tobacco industry?
Tobacco control, sir.
But the millions of dollars you mentioned, where is that coming from?
It says the tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs.
So I agree there should be heavy taxes on tobacco.
So you're very concerned or somewhat concerned?
I'm sorry. Read the question one more time.
Okay, sir. Now I would like to read some of the things that people say will come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I see. Somewhat concerned.
Okay. The second thing is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales.
Not concerned.
Not very or not at all?
Not very concerned.
Okay. Deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products.
Not very concerned.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you two some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the FDA knows the danger in cigarettes and cigars come from things like smoke and tar and not nicotine or flavors including menthol. Although nicotine is addictive, it doesn't cause cancer, and it doesn't kill people. So this ban simply makes no sense. We should continue to follow the science that has educated harm reduction and cessation policies rather than bans and criminalization. 0 to 10, sir.
0.
Okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. It's one thing to educate people on the dangers of smoking, but it's a step too far to ban smoking altogether. Adults in the country should not have their personal freedoms regulated by the government. 0 to 10.
7.
7? Okay. Today's smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and population suffer from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people. Who would still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition? When we should instead be continue to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10, sir.
5.
5? Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 or over? Oppose or support?
Somewhat
oppose. Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over?
And this is for a ban on sale?
Yes.
I somewhat oppose.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefit. Somewhat.
Somewhat more benefit? Okay. And will you be more, and will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision who to vote for?
No impact.
So much less willing or somewhat less willing?
I would be somewhat less willing.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, okay? So I'm going to name all of them. And you can say yes or no, okay?
I smoked a pipe. Pipe tobacco. 2 weeks ago.
Okay, sir. So, soda pop?
Oh, okay. Different. No. Yes, I've had soda.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
Okay. Coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
Not burned tobacco products. No.
Yeah. Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew.
No.
Wine.
Oh wait. You said burned tobacco products. So yes.
Yeah. Heat not burned tobacco products. Heat not burned.
Okay. No.
Okay. And
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew.
No.
Wine.
No.
Okay. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Yes.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, okay? So the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
Master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a, excuse me. I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced. Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income?
Upper middle class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, sir. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, okay?
You too. Bye.